The servants. They used the money they were given to increase the master's wealth. It was about him, not them.
Annie said as she took her seat in front of GB's desk. You're talking about the parable of the talents, replied GB.
You should know. You gave me the challenge.
GB smiled. Well, you're right. The master gave them the money to use for his purposes.
It's like God did not design us to be hoarders, but conduits. His generosity flows through us.
Nicely done, Annie. GB was noticeably impressed. She remembered what he had said.
But here's my problem,
Annie said with a slightly solemn tone.
I can't be generous. I have no idea how I can come up with 5%, 10%, 50%, or whatever to give. I'm just trying to figure out how to pay my bills.
I hear that a lot.
And?
And you should try the takeoff.
The what?
The takeoff. It's a plan to help you start giving and keep giving. If you aren't giving anything, try to get to 10% giving in a year. Start low, maybe 1%, and gradually increase it throughout the year. It's like a plane taking off. I think you will find you have more to give than you realize.
The takeoff,
Annie said, glancing down at the desk. That's right. Look, if you wait until you feel like you have enough margin to be generous, you will never be generous. Take a portion of your gross income and give it to your church. We will work on margin, but it's time to start thinking outwardly with your money.
Yeah, I guess you are right.
GB leaned in. By the way, who is the most generous person you know?
Probably Rachel. Why?
The banker pulled out a piece of paper from the desk's top drawer. Annie rolled her eyes.
Ah, money challenges.
The takeoff. Do you remember the first time you flew in an airplane? My first flight was in a small green prop plane. My dad was the pastor of a small church, and one of the church members owned the plane. He asked if we would like to go up sometime, and to my excitement, my dad said yes. A few days later, we found ourselves taxiing out onto a runway in the small plane, my heart rapidly beating with anticipation. We waited until the other planes had cleared the runway, and then it happened. It was our turn to fly. The propeller buzzed loudly as the plane started moving forward. While the initial trek down the long runway was slow, we started to gain speed. The scenery outside my window began to move more rapidly. In just a few seconds, it was hard to view any particular object for any amount of time. Suddenly, the small plane angled up, and I could no longer feel the bumps of the runway beneath us. My eyes were wide open, trying to take in the moment. We were flying. God has designed you to give. He designed giving to take priority and to be done proportionally, sacrificially, and joyfully. But I know that there are many who have never given any of their income to God. For a variety of reasons, the idea of giving gets pushed to the side and often forgotten. Maybe you feel that you can't afford to give. Maybe you have never put much thought into it. If you have never given, you are missing out. Being generous to your church and others is one of the great joys in my life. You get to be a part of Kingdom.